I have one other thing I want to ask you about this morning. I've heard you speak with persons who are looking to manifest a partner, having current issues with a partner or a spouse. And I'm wanting to ask you about long-term committed relationship. And what I mean by that, for example, my wife and I have been together for about 18 years now. And when we came into relationship at the beginning, I know that I was in a very different vibrational place than I'm in now, which made our relationship very challenging at times. And what has happened for me since then, as I've come more into alignment with myself, and as I've seen her coming more into alignment with herself, incredible things are occurring in our relationship. Issues are falling away. I'm having more fun and playing more than I ever thought I could. And so I'm wondering if you could speak for a bit about the process of evolution in a long-term committed relationship, the possibilities of such a relationship, and also if my wife and I are actually creating a vibrational escrow together.
Well, certainly you are creating a vibrational escrow together. And we want to get this out first, and then we'll go back and sort of clean it all up. But we want to say this first. So many people in relationships are living a sort of conditional love where when they're new in the relationship and they don't know all the bad stuff about each other, they're more likely to really like each other. And the longer they're together and the more they notice the details and the more they experience, then the more tendency there is to focus upon the negative aspects. Well, when you focus upon a negative aspect of anything, you separate yourself from who you really are. So as you separate yourself from who you really are, you don't feel good. And then you say, this relationship isn't doing for me what it once did. At first, it was fun and felt good, and now it isn't fun and it doesn't feel good. So I think it's time for me to move on. So it's just easy to just close the door on that relationship and open a new door. And when you get into that new room, it feels like fresh air for a while because you don't know very much about each other. So you're focusing only upon the positive aspects. You're both hopeful. And so it goes pretty good for a while, but still you're living that conditional love where you just notice what you notice. And if there's more good stuff that you're noticing, it goes well. If there's more bad stuff that you're noticing, it doesn't go well. And then pretty soon you get tired of that one too, so you just move on again. And so most people are moving in relationships. Now, the segment of population does two basic things. There are a lot of people doing just as we described. They just keep looking for what they want in a new place, never tuning themselves to a better vibration, always asking it to be given to them through the behavior that they are viewing. And then there are those who feel trapped in those relationships because of church or because of family ties or whatever, who don't make any effort to clean up their own vibration. They're just observing. In fact, let's back up a little bit. Most people, in fact, more than 99% of humans offer most of their vibration in response to what they're observing. So if you have the good fortune of having attracted a mate who has mostly good components, and that's what you're observing, then you might be feeling more good than you do bad. But you're not doing any work about aligning with who you are. You're asking the other one to do all of the work. And frankly, that gets a little annoying to the other one. When you are told constantly that your behavior needs to change so that someone else can feel better, you want to say, hey, what about me? Why don't you change some of your behavior so that I can feel better? And that's the basis of most of the contest that goes on in most relationships. When you understand that the way you feel must not be based upon what you can get somebody else to perform so that you can witness it and feel better, that your power, all of your power, is in your ability to choose from among what you are seeing, then you are in control. In other words, unconditional love says, I'm going to love regardless of the conditions because I have the ability to focus upon the things that make me feel love. I'm going to see you through the eyes of Source, whether you deserve it or not, is sort of the attitude that we would like you in the beginning to give to your partners. You're acting like a bastard, but I will see you through the eyes of Source. Not exactly the loving vows that you wanted to make. But what you say is, until death do we part. Through all the good and all the bad, until death do us part. And we want to say, we would like your vows to say, I like you pretty good, let's see how it goes. But we would like you to understand that moving from relationship to relationship to relationship is not the answer. And that, in fact, the true relationship that you seek is the relationship with Source. And if you will tend to that relationship, if you will care about how you feel, if you will care about seeing this person or this relationship through the eyes of Source, if you care about that, then every relationship could be that long-term committed relationship that you're talking to, and the expansive growth relationship that you're talking about. It's easy, if you don't like something, to just throw it away and start over. But the thing is, you take yourself with you. And whatever went wrong in your last relationship, we promise you, is going to go wrong in this relationship, unless you've done something about changing the vibration. And by changing the vibration, we don't mean just go to another person. We mean do something about changing the vibration. And when you change the vibration, you'll evoke from this relationship something different, just as you would evoke from a new relationship. So whether you stay or go is not the issue. The issue is, am I tending to the relationship between me and me first? And once I'm doing that, then I will find joy wherever I stand. You can get so good at your alignment that you could have a wonderful relationship with anybody. With anybody. But you have, of course, through your physical experience, given birth to all kinds of preferences, and those preferences should be met. You should be able to live with the kind of person that you want to. They should look the way you want them to look. They should behave the way you want them to behave. We don't want you to say you can behave in any way that you want to behave, and I'll just joyously bip along and be your doormat and do whatever it is that you want me to do. That's not what we're saying at all. The art of allowing doesn't mean allow the other to get away with things that bother you. The art of allowing means tuning myself to the point that I'm not bothered, and then they can't do things that bother you. Nobody can consistently give you something that you do not want unless it is active in your vibration. And if it's active in your vibration, you want to blame the other one because it wasn't active in your vibration before you observed their behavior. But we want you to take control of your own experience by saying, I'm in charge of the way I feel. Because I'm in charge of where I give my attention. I can see through the eyes of Source or not. It's that simple. So then, in the majority of cases, the greatest probability of a satisfying experience is standing right in the relationship you're standing in. We say that to everyone. The greatest probability, because law of attraction has brought you to this because of what was active. Now, there are a lot of things, and you said this about yourself and about your wife. We've both changed. We're both different. And we just want to say, if the changes that you are making are toward alignment, then the relationship is better and better and better. If the changes that you're making are away from alignment, then the relationship is worse and worse and worse. Really is that simple. So, from our point of view, there's only one relationship to tend to, and that's the one between you and you, and everything else will take care of itself. If you come, you could have a partner, you don't, but you could have a partner who has 9 rotten traits and 1 really good trait, and you could fixate on that one thing that keeps you in alignment. But let's say your partner is not usually vibrating with that one thing. You are, but your partner isn't. Well, law of attraction would continue to bring you things that vibrated like that, and if it wasn't present in your partner, then that partner would vibrate right out of your experience. Would have to be. What holds people in relationships that they don't like is that they keep focusing upon all 10 things. So they hold themselves to each other like glue. If you just focus on the good parts, the bad parts would go away, and sometimes the person will go with them. But if you focus on the good parts will stay, and often the person will stay with them. You see what we're getting at?
Yes.